separate the two, does it not? Is that all this cousin of mine said of our family? That my father was disowned for choosing to live in Ireland? Well, he looked around the room as if their surroundings had something to do with the answer. Forgive me. This seems unpleasant, to say the least. Not at all the way I wished for you to get to know me, or I to know you.
Of course, said Mama, standing. Cosima didn't miss the glare directed her way, nor did she miss the relief on her father's face that the subject was suddenly to be abandoned. How remiss of us to have pressed you into a discussion better left unspoken. We shall go into the dining room for a light repast after your journey. They were all on their feet then. Sir Reginald offered Cosima his arm, and she placed her palm so lightly on his sleeve that she hoped he felt nothing at all. He might not be comfortable telling her all she wanted to know about her father's family, but that would not stop her from telling him all he needed to know about her.
One look into his pleasant blue eyes, and she knew the sooner she spoke, the better.
Father led the way silently down the wide hall, and Cosima stared straight ahead, feeling Sir Reginald's gaze on her profile. He didn't even look around, not at the wall sconces Mama was so proud of, or at the Irish landscapes her father had commissioned. It vaguely surprised her that Sir Reginald didn't take more of an interest in the manor, if it was his hope to inherit through her. Just as well that he didn't.
Once he knew about her brothers, that would no doubt be the last she'd see of one Sir Reginald Hale.
Now how to tell him without Mama's interference? They entered the dining room, and there, in the middle of the room, with a smile as cherubic as a 2-year-old's, was the perfect answer to Cosima's dilemma. Roiboy sat, not in a chair, but on the centre of the table, contentedly scraping bread pudding out of one of Mama's favourite crystal bowls. He used no utensil, his face was covered with evidence of how he loved to fill his mouth, and his hands and shirt were lavishly smeared.
Roiboy!
Even at his mother's surprised and angry gasp, he smiled, even as she strode forward, taking the bowl from him, grabbing his wrist to draw him off the table, he smiled. He laughed when she called for Decla, the maid who most often had charge of Roiboy. Mama led him quickly from the room, but he grinned wide at his sister as he passed by.
Pudding!
Mama didn't pause as she propelled him out. But Roiboy must have noticed Reginald for the first time, and he turned, letting his mother pull him from behind so he had to walk backward.
"How do you do?"
he said, just the way Cosima had coached him so many times. It was by rote. She knew he had no idea that the words were a greeting or that they meant anything at all. But at the moment Cosima was inordinately proud of him. He'd used the phrase appropriately for the first time in his life. Once Roiboy was beyond sight, led down the corridor toward the kitchen stairway, Cosima looked at Reginald. What better way could there have been for him to meet her brother, to see what kind of sons she would bear him? Reginald stood stiffly at her side, his face a mask. Well, he was polite, she would give him that. Even her father's face showed a bit of horror, and he was used to Roiboy's wrongdoings. Father looked too embarrassed to speak. No such emotion hampered Cosima. She smiled as if what had just taken place was perfectly normal.
That was my brother, Roy Escott. Did my cousin tell you about him, I wonder?
As she spoke, she stepped forward, and with her hand now firmer on his arm, Sir Reginald had little choice but to follow. They approached the table, where evidence of Roiboy's misbehaviour became clearer. He'd not only eaten the pudding, but made a sizable dent in the scalloped oysters, tipped over a water...